This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the trial of one of Osama bin Laden's drivers ended last week in a startling double defeat for the prosecution. Salem Hamdan was acquitted of conspiring with al-Qaeda to attack the United States, and his 5.5-year sentence was only a fraction of what the prosecution asked for. NPR's John McChesney has this exclusive interview with one member of the military jury that decided Hamdan's fate.
We spoke with a Marine lieutenant colonel who asked us not to use his last name because it might endanger him on his next deployment. So we'll just call him Colonel Patrick. He's not stepping across any legal line in talking with us. Judge Keith Allred, a Navy captain, said jury members could discuss the case as long as they didn't talk about the opinions of other members or discuss classified matters. The first thing Colonel Patrick said to us questioned the government's judgment in going after Hamdan in its first trial.
This was kind of like using the hand grenade on the horsefly. If you throw the book at this guy, then what do you do when there are plenty of guys down there that we would all consider to be the really bad guys that need to have the book thrown at them? But if you do, you know, a 30-year minimum, which was the prosecution's request, and they would have preferred life, where do you step up from that?
What, for example, Colonel Patrick asked, do you do with a defendant like colleague Sheikh Mohammed, the self-confessed planner of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center, if you've already sentenced a mere driver to so many years in prison? Hamdan himself made an impression on the jury. With head hung low, he apologized to the families of those killed and to those injured in the attacks on the United States.
Mr. Hamdan presents himself very well in court. No time ever when we were in there was he jumping up and, you know, trying to disrupt or make any loud statements about, you know, al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden. You never saw any of that.
The prosecution did its best to show Salem Hamdan as a hardened al-Qaeda warrior who had taken a personal bayat or oath of loyalty to al-Qaeda. Colonel Patrick says the jury just didn't buy that description of a hired driver. They didn't believe that Hamdan, with a fourth-grade Yemeni education, bought into al-Qaeda's ideology. Here's Colonel Patrick's comparison.
The low-level mob guy who realizes that he's gotten himself in over his head and you know, has missed various opportunities to get out and didn't take them and went back, and bad choice, and is now paying the consequences.
The defense argued that Hamdan cooperated after he realized he wasn't going to be killed by his Afghan captors. But then the U.S. squandered an opportunity, a possible reference to Hamdan's knowledge of bin Laden's location. That testimony came up in a closed session. I asked Colonel Patrick about it.
No, oh, sorry. No, not going there on that one. Nice try, except the try, but no, I'm not going there on that one.
In his closing remarks, Prosecutor John Murphy made an impassioned plea to the jury not to return Salem Hamdan to the streets of Yemen, saying that Hamdan represented a threat to the safety of the United States.
The general feeling is, okay, odds that this guy is going to go back after what's been publicly reported about his cooperation, do you really think they're going to take him back in with open arms, even if he felt any inclination whatsoever to go back, which we don't think he did.
With credit for time served, Salem Hamdan has only about 5 months detention left. But he's still classified as an unlawful combatant by the Bush administration and, as such, could be detained indefinitely. Lieutenant Colonel Patrick said that the jury would be extremely annoyed if that happened. In that case, he said, the commission will have just wasted its time. John McChesney, NPR News.